Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 17th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is reek, spelled W-R-E-A-K. Reek means to bring about or cause something that is harmful or damaging. It's often used in the phrase wreak havoc. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Jacob Stern. Rats rustle around in trash cans and take up residence in sewers, which feeds the false impression that they are fundamentally dirty creatures. Worse still, they invade homes and other indoor spaces. Squirrels do this too. Given the opportunity, they'll wreak havoc in your attic, but not as frequently. In its early days, the word reek was synonymous with the word avenge, a meaning exemplified when Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus proclaims, "We will solicit heaven and move the gods to send down justice for to wreak our wrongs." This sense is now archaic, but the association hasn't been lost. Although reek is today most often paired with the word havoc, it's also still sometimes paired with the word vengeance. We humbly suggest you avoid reeking either, no matter how badly you may crave your just desserts. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.